All right, Friday night, and I hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I am not live right now, but Aaron, put yourself on. Aaron is live right now. So Aaron is live. Well, actually, he's not live. Right, this is a recording Aaron, yeah. But he is on the chat.
Yeah.
So Aaron is live, but I am not live. I am in Tampa right now. My son's fight team, which is Gracie Pack out of Tampa, is fighting tonight. So we're up there watching the fights, but this is all new, recorded this afternoon at, so everybody can see my watch. So you, I'm not doing the Biden.
There we go.
It is.
Yeah.
Right. I can't turn that way.
Towards the TV.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go. So everyone can actually see. So I'm not doing the Biden. I lost all my audio out of my mic. I have nothing in my ear coming into my ears. Do I need it? Can you hear me, Aaron?
Yeah, I can.
All right. So you're good. I have nothing coming out of my ear, though, just so you know, and maybe we can fix it during the video. But anyway, so here we go. Let's stop right to it. More on Kamala. I hate to keep doing stuff on Kamala. We got to do more on the shooting, more good stuff on the shooting from Benny Johnson. Just have to cover it because it's just too good. CBS News pick. Trump, this is CBS News. Of course, this is Goebbels Media, Mockingbird Media, Pravda Media, CIA Media. Trump falsely accuses Harris of donating to Minnesota Freedom Fund, bailing out dangerous criminals. Go right to the next one for me. But here's Kamala. If you're able to, chip into the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. That is our media. And again, and I know that I say this kind of stuff all the time. This is why you don't take orders from these people. You don't take suggestions from these people. You don't even take nice little gentle, nicely worded suggestions from these people because they are all of their father, the devil, who is the father of all lies, because that's all that they do is lies. They have no tethering to the truth at all. Please understand that. So never listen to these people because they're going to come at you again with the bird flu or climate change, tell you to mask, tell you to stay at home, whatever it may be. Never listen to these people. I know I'm primarily preaching to the choir right now, but there's always a few new people. This is our national broadcast on CTN. Actually, it's our international broadcast all over the world. So who knows who we're reaching? Who knows who we're offending?
Yeah.
But anyway, never listen to these people because they do absolutely nothing but lie. It is in the media. It's been on social media now for the George Floyd riots were a full 4 years ago, where she was trying to get people to contribute to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to bail out rioters, looters, and arsonists. And then the media will just come out as if these things weren't posted and claim that she never did, and claim that that Donald Trump is making a false claim that she did raise money for the Minnesota Freedom Fund. They may be mincing words where Donald Trump falsely says that she contributed money. Listen, that's mincing words. That's just ridiculous, because whether she gave or contributed, they know, or whether she gave or she raised money for it, it's one and the same, so it doesn't really matter. So they may be trying to do the Potomac two-step with that, but it doesn't matter. They're liars, and we all need to remember that. More on Kamala Harris. I just want to show you what a Harris administration will look like, because we're in the middle of one.
Yeah.
It's obvious Joe Biden isn't running the country. So I'm assuming that Obama's running the country via Susan Rice and via Kamala Harris. We know the ridiculous, you saw it in the pregame, the ridiculous phone call between the Obamas and Kamala Harris that was spontaneous. Spontaneous phone
sure.
calls. Not only is it incredibly annoying, incredibly fake, it's also galactically cringe.
Oh, yeah.
And she's holding the phone to her ear when the phone is noticeably set on speaker. These people are nothing but fake, every last one of them. So I just had to show you this. We'll see more and more of this with the Kamala Harris administration, which, of course, we won't allow to happen. Not Peter Strzok style. We won't allow it to happen via our votes. Pentagon, this is what the Pentagon cares about. Now, what else is going on in the world right now? Let's see. We're almost in World War III. We have that in the Ukraine. We have China threatening Taiwan, doing amphibious landing practices near Taiwan. We have that. Of course, we have the Hamas war going on with Israel. We have all that. We also have a, for all intents and purposes, a ground level grounded aircraft carrier off the coast of Florida, 90 miles from Key West.
Yeah.
In Cuba, with a Chinese military base in Cuba, we have that. And galactic embarrassments, of course, for our military in our Houthi wars. Of course, Afghanistan, all of that. But so we have all this going on. All, you know, and also Russian submarines spotted off the coast of Florida. We have all that going on. But don't worry. Lloyd Austin is focused.
Yeah.
He's focused on looking to rescind 20 Medal of Honor awards given to soldiers in the 1890s.
Wow.
Look at the date on the bottom of that. This is from yesterday. Didn't make it to the show yesterday. I had it for the show, but didn't make it to the show. But so that's what our military cares about right now. I mean, we got basically destroyed in Afghanistan. We're not doing well in our conflicts in the Middle East. That's being hidden, but we're not doing very well there. And all the other conflicts that I mentioned. And this is what Lloyd Austin is focused on. Rescinding Medal of Honor award winners from the Battle of Wounded Knee. That's a fact, by the way. That's what the military, our military only cares about, once again, diversity, equity, and inclusion, not killing people and breaking things and blowing things up like they're supposed to care about. All right, next one. Just want to show you again more. This is directly Kamala Harris, because she is our border czar. BRICS News. Mexican drug kingpin Ismael El Mayo Zapata, co-founder of the notorious Sinaloa cartel, has been arrested in Texas. How does he get into Texas? Kamala Harris led him into Texas. Imagine our border being so porous that the, what is this title? Co-founder of the Sinaloa cartel is actually in the United States of America. You're like, Tom, he was arrested. How did he ever get in?
Yeah, exactly.
How would you ever get in if you don't have a porous, non-existent border? Oh, I remember Trump wanted to build a big, beautiful wall. He was about 60% done with it. Biden stops it and then sells off all of our wall parts to build the rest of it for pennies on the dollar, causing another deficit to add to our already $35 trillion deficit. Go to the next one for me, Thomas. BRICS News tweet. Joaquin Guzman Lopez, another wonderful person that Kamala Harris, border czar, has allowed into the United States of America, son of notorious drug lord El Chapo Guzman, is also in U.S. custody alongside Ismael El Mayo Zapata in El Paso, Texas. How in the world do they actually get into this country? Because they're let in.
Yeah.
They don't sneak in. They're let in. They come with fake IDs. They find all the IDs all over the ground. They find them all over the ground. Near the border, they come in with fake IDs or no IDs and just make up names. They're given a court date for 7 years from the moment that they enter the country and then just released into the country. Luckily, somehow this guy was found out, and luckily somehow Zapata was found out, but normally they're not found out.
Yeah.
That's why you see the rapes and the murders and the robberies and the home invasions from illegal border invaders. All right, go to the next one for me. This is a video. I don't know for sure how to pronounce this title on Twitter, but I'm going to go 9mm 5MG. I'm going to try that video. I just wanted to show you this, and just so everybody knows, and make this clear to Facebook and any other censor out there, I am not advocating this. Aaron, is that clear?
Yes, very clear.
I am not advocating this. One more time, Aaron, is that clear?
Very clear.
This is happening in Ireland, where Ireland is sick and tired of their illegal border invasion brought on by the people that they elected in the name of conservatism that legislate as leftist, globalist, bourgeois elitists. They elect them to do one thing, and they do exactly the opposite. That should sound eerily familiar to all of us. So Ireland has a different way of protesting. Play for me. So that was a illegal homeless settlement, not homeless, correction. They were building basically an apartment complex or housing for illegals. They don't pay taxes. They illegally entered the country. They're breaking the laws and killing Irish citizens. They're forming and constructing mosques all over Catholic Ireland and Protestant Ireland. And the people are fed up with it. So you know what they did? Again, not advocating it. They lit the apartment complex. And well, not because it hadn't been built yet, but part of it had. part of the apartment complex and the equipment used to build the apartment complex on fire. They're sick and tired of it. I'm not advocating that. We need to do it through political means and peaceful means. But you know what? Every single illegal needs to be deported out of this country, and then they can enter in legally. We can come up with work permits, do whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
But they need to come in legally. That was almost like Trump.
Yeah,
legally.
Legally.
There you go. Very good. All right, here's some more from the Biden-Harris administration. This is from yesterday. Or today. Actually, it may have been from today. I cut off the day, but it's yesterday or today. Here's Admiral Rachel Levine. Now, Admiral Rachel there to your left, of course, everybody knows who this is. This is a COVID killer, just to make sure that we run through his history, even though he calls himself Rachel. Now, of course, he is a fully penised male who has no interest in lopping off any of that. So who knows what his sexuality is? Probably just a guy who wants to find a way into the YMCA women's locker room. So we have that. He's a perv. He's also a notorious COVID killer. Because in the state of Pennsylvania, where he was a health administrator, like a Department of Health person, like second command, first command of the Department of Health in Pennsylvania, under Tommy Wolf, they came up with a plan to flood the nursing homes with COVID-infected patients. So the only people that are actually vulnerable to COVID-19, still with a 95% survival rate, but the only people that are actually vulnerable to being killed from COVID are the elderly with multiple comorbidities. Well, Tommy Wolf and Rachel Levine here, whose actual name is Richard, so Richie and Tommy decide that they're going to flood their nursing homes with COVID-infected patients. But prior to doing so, Richard over here decides to make sure he pulls his mother out first. You're like, Tommy, you've told that story 27 times. There's number 28. Everybody needs to know who these monsters and these demons are, because that's who they really are. But anyway, so here he is with these are two dangling, fully penis men right here. It was a delight to welcome Minnesota State Rep Lee Fink, I wonder what his name really is, the guy in the yellow dress, to HHS.gov for why again does he have an admiral's uniform? Can anybody explain that to me? Aaron, help me understand.
I can't do it.
He can't do it. How does this man have a lady's admiral's uniform? That's like a little dress on the bottom of that. You can't see it. It's cut off. But he welcomes Lee Fink to HHS.gov for a discussion on environmental justice and LGBTQ and health equity. So, boy, I mean, literally I could pause right here and not go to another slide and talk for the entire rest of the show, because this slide has about half of the globalist narrative, half of the globalist agenda, all in one slide, leveraging you into one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by them, using the various tactics, LGBTQI, whatever, plus, environment, climate hoax, transgender hoax, all of it, all in one slide. So I just want to show you again, this is the status now of our country in its current state, as we are already under the presidency of Kamala Harris or Barack Hussein Obama and Susan Rice, who knows? All right, let's go to the next one. Jack Posobiec video. This is Kamala Harris's daughter. Play for me, Tom.
So Ella, what sets you apart as a model?
I'm not like other skinny white girls who have tattoos and live in New York.
How so?
I live in Brooklyn.
Ella, what's your mission statement?
I want to bring awareness to social justice issues through knitting.
Now, what do you think of DC Fish?
Veto.
That's Kamala Harris's stepdaughter. So Jack Posobiec says Kamala needs to put her stepdaughter on the campaign trail. 100% agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get her out there. She'd be a great spokesman. See who these people raise? This always needs to be looked at. Aaron's about to be a dad coming up here not too long. I'm a father of two. You need to look at how people raise their kids and how people's kids turn out.
Yeah.
You're like, Tom, are you going to judge them that way? Not entirely, but you can lay it. Listen, Tom, you're not the judge. You don't read the Bible if you think that.
Yeah.
We are to judge with righteous judgment. John 7:24. You are to judge unless you are doing the same things that you're judging people about, which is Romans 2:1. And a spiritual man makes judgments about all things, 1 Corinthians 2:15. So I digress for just a moment. You are to judge. If that's how your daughter turned out, how good was your parenting? That's Kamala Harris's stepdaughter. So how good was your parenting if that's your stepdaughter? Let's look at the parenting of Joseph Robinette Biden, shall we? Shall we look at that? I mean, besides the daughter he showered with until she was a teenager, and who knows what else happened in there?
Ugh.
And then of course, Hunter and his various exploits. We need to actually look at this. You know, actually look at people and say, you know what? How good a parent are they? Now you got like Chelsea Clinton, who turned out to be a baby butchering monster. But other than that, societally acceptable. Not biblically acceptable, but societally acceptable. So credit to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, always have to be honest. But when you're raising a child like that, what you just saw, something is wrong with you and or your spouse and definitely your family. On to the polls here, interactive polls. Who do you most trust with the following topics? The economy, 51% for Donald Trump. Immigration, 52% for Donald Trump. Foreign policy, 49% for Donald Trump. Abortion, 37% for Donald Trump. Why does everyone want to kill babies? I don't understand. Why do you want to kill babies?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, first of all, it's already legal to kill babies. Roe v. Wade's been overturned. It's now our federalist system. If you have, how hard is it? Now, right now, if I want to get into a car, I can be out of this state in 4 hours.
Yes.
If I get into my car, I'm out of the state in 4 hours. If I get on a plane, I'm out of the state in 20 minutes, 15 minutes. You're out of the state, however long it takes. So if you want an abortion, you can get an abortion in the United States of America. Totally disagree with it. I believe there should be a federal ban on it because it's murdering a human being. That should be obvious to everybody, just like there should be a closed border, just as much as there should be a closed border, or more than there should be a closed border. There ought to be a complete and total cessation of butchering the unborn.
Yeah.
However, if you want to get an abortion, why do Democrats lead on this? If you want to get an abortion, you can just lead. I mean, it's not even, by the way, even in most of these states, it's still not illegal. They're lying to you about miscarriages and all. That's all bold-faced lies. Women are dying because they have to get I think it's called a DNC, whether they've had a miscarriage, and then they die. I want you to show me, send me names of women who've died.
Yeah.
It's always, that's how they got Roe v. Wade to begin with. That's how they got Roe to begin with. The six lies of Roe v. Wade, that people were dying. There was nobody dying. There was nobody dying in back alleys from hanger abortions. Those were all lies.
Yep.
It's always hyperbolic, heavily dramatic, bold-faced freaking lies from the left. I'm very passionate about abortion. By the way, so is God.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to read Psalm chapter 139, verse 16. You need to read that before. And not to mention, of course, before he formed us in the womb, he knew us. Isaiah 53:5. We need to be reading these verses. That's not Isaiah. Jeremiah 1:5. Sorry about that. All right, crime, 49% for Trump, 40% for Kamala. The environment, again, how do you think, I mean, I'm not going to, this is preaching to the choir, but show me how the left is more beneficial for the environment. Aaron's told me some stuff on this. We actually need to do a little segment on it, of how their the things that they claim to be are environmentally beneficial, are environmentally horrific for the environment.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's their cobalt mines or their solar fields, their wind farms, horrible for the environment.
Yeah.
Horrible for them. You know, turning land into huntable land, horrible. Horrible for the environment. Appointments to the Supreme Court, slight edge for Kamala Harris. So you can see, mainly Trump's in the lead. Four, he's in the lead. One's a tie. So I think Kamala only got two out of there. So there we are. And by the way, the polls are starting to show that Kamala got maybe a 1-point bump over Biden, and that's it. People are really upset about. And by the way, you get a 1-point bump, and now she may get another bump when she announces her VP. I don't know, but that's always a very minor bump when you announce your VP.
Yeah.
If all you get in your first week, your first couple days, it was because it was Sunday, today's Friday. So really what we're 5 days into the Kamala Harris reign of horror. But if all you get is a 1 point bump on your announcement over Joe Biden, it's over.
Oh yeah.
Unless they cheat, which they're going to cheat. So we're going to have to monitor their cheating. If we want to win by 2%, we actually have to win by 5%. Yeah. That's the way, because the cheating will take, the cheating is going to give them a minimum of 1%, in my opinion, 1% to 3%. In the states where cheating is very easy, i.e. Pennsylvania, the six states and the seven cities. Georgia, which has gotten way tighter, so I'm not even going to count Georgia anymore. Florida is a steel trap. You don't have to worry about that. DeSantis is running it. It's clean as can be, and we know who wins by 9 o'clock at night in a state of 23 million people. Arizona, state of 12 million people, or 9 million people, whatever it is, I can't remember. 9 to 12 million people. We don't know who won their election for a month.
Yeah.
But in Florida, 23 million people, we know by 9 o'clock at night, so DeSantis does a great job. Hobbs in New Mexico does not. Although she didn't run the last one, I want to give her credit where credit is due. We'll see how she does on this one. But the swing states, Pennsylvania, horrible. The corruption has been known about in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia for forever. Obviously, Minnesota, incredibly corrupt. Michigan, incredibly corrupt. So you're going to have to win. If you want to win by 2%, you're going to have to win by 5%. All right, let's go back to the shooting. And I hope that this isn't getting redundant and boring for everybody, but this new material and people going there and videoing themselves at the crime scene, people in the know, people like Benny Johnson, who I respect, these are really, I mean, to actually put us there, because all the initial videos that came out were cameras spinning around, focused on the stage, blurry views, but this puts it all into actual geographic perspective.
Yeah.
Like you can tell how far things are away, how ridiculous, I mean, all these, and we're going to look at these videos through this perspective, through this lens, how horrible a job that Kim Cheadle and the Secret Service did. Absolutely horrible, and we'll talk about each one as we go. Benny Johnson video, I'll be processing today's events in Butler, Pennsylvania for the rest of my life. Here's the first one. Play for me.
This is the FBI flag where President Trump was standing and was shot. That's the spot right there. That's the building right behind me where Crooks was. You can see how close it is. I hope you can actually gauge this. Right, you can see the details of the building, right, with the naked eye. You can see the rust here. You can see the top of the building. It's a simple shot. Did you ever play football? It's a football field. That's what it is. It's just a football field. This entire fence line was no security. You could bring anything you wanted all the way to that fence line. And this was where President Trump was standing, right there. That's where he was shot. This is a kill box, is what it is. It's a kill box. And according to all of our sources, these roofs over here, and the roof over there, none of that had any security on it. There were open rooftops in every direction. At slightly longer distances, but for a trained professional who can shoot, easy work. That's how close we were. Right there.
One.
So more and more keeps coming out about the ineptitude of the Secret Service. And again, let me just state, there's no way to reach those Olympian reaches of ineptitude without malfeasance. Remember, you have misfeasance is, whoops, we made mistakes. Mistake malfeasance is doing misfeasance on purpose.
Yes. Yep.
So it has to be that. There's no way. And again, let me just go from back to front. Benny Johnson's saying, he pointed around to all the other buildings, every other building. Now we find out that none of them were covered. And the closest one. Now there he is. He is where his fingertip, actually where his index finger is where Trump's head was. Because he's slightly tall. This is actually perfect. You got this, Aaron. This is really perfect. So I want you to see something here with this. We were told initially that there was a sight line problem for the sniper. And
no.
There was only a sight line problem for the CS team, which is the counter sniper team.
Correct.
Which is over here more.
Yeah.
So they had a sight line problem. They had that the shot that was made, Dan Bongino, I'm just taking this from Dan Bongino, was a miracle shot to kill Crooks. Because he, the CS team, had a tree line line of sight problem, but not Crooks. So here, get this. When you set up, when you are the Secret Service, you make sure that nobody else has a line of, you make sure that everybody has a line of sight problem except you. But in this case, they made sure that nobody else had a line of sight problem except them.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't, here I am yelling again. I mean, imagine, you can, there's no way to be that incompetent. There is no way to reach the Olympian heights of incompetence that Kim Cheadle did, unless you are doing it on purpose. There is no way. There's no way you leave that building unoccupied, the roof of that building unoccupied. Not only should there have been snipers on that building should have been surrounded by people not allowing anybody to enter that building. And what does the Secret Service do? They put them, you can see the little second story behind it too, to the left of Benny Johnson's finger. That's where the Butler Police Department sniper team was. 40 feet from Crooks the whole time. One of them went home early.
Oh, my God.
Which nobody even knows the reason why. So you had one sniper in the second story window who couldn't see Crooks on the roof 40 feet from him. Climbing on the roof, positioning himself on the roof, getting in the prone position on the roof. The Secret Service sniper team, the CS team, Counter-Strike team, Counter-Sniper team, they are partially obstructed from seeing Crooks. If you're wondering why, some of the reasons, and again, see, I'm not blaming the Counter-Sniper team. People like, the sniper is in on it. He got a do not shoot order. That's not the case.
Right.
That didn't happen, just so you know.
Correct.
The CS team couldn't see Crooks because somebody made sure that their line of sight was obstructed.
Exactly.
Why aren't they on the water tower, which we'll get to in just a minute? So you look at that. Now, we've been told that there was obstruction from the tree, from Crooks to Trump. None. The only obstruction from the tree was from CS team to Crooks. That's clear, right, Aaron?
Yes. Yep.
And now you look at that, and we've also been told, you know, it's a long ways away. That is not a long ways away.
It's really not.
I mean, it is really close. And wait till he gets on the roof, which you're going to play all these videos. Wait till he gets on the roof and you see how close it is, especially just using your magnifier on your phone.
Yeah.
And how easy it would be to make this shot. All right, let's go to the next one. Benny Johnson video. Scoop, the real reason Trump's assassin was not eliminated on the rooftop. Playing for me.
Yeah.
Now, we've played that video before, Aaron. If you could just play it side by side and mute it for me whenever you can. So here it is. Scoop. This information comes from a first-hand source. Now, this is long, but I'm going to read it to you. Won't take me more than a couple of minutes, but you got to hear it. This information comes from a first-hand source of the highest credentials. Remember, Scoop, real reason why Trump's assassin, was not eliminated on the rooftop before firing on Trump. This, what you are seeing, of course, we've played it on the podcast before, is where the Butler County Police Department was sitting with a one-man sniper team because one of them went home. Because, you know, Trump's not that important, I guess.
Of course.
So he went home. Now, he's not going to be able to see Crooks unless he maneuvers himself down further. But I'll tell you what, looking at this, he could have seen Crooks.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I even take that back.
Yeah.
It's just, how does this happen, folks? How does this happen?
Look at that. Look at that.
Exactly. Yeah, Aaron, feel free. Yeah. Talk right over me. I want you to give
to
me
the
your
left.
Impressions.
Look,
that's just a camera.
The whole roof.
I mean, yeah, give me a break. How did this ever happen? Galactic levels of incompetence. The attached video is a view from the second story window of the AGR building. Remember the AGR building? Owned by Biden supporters. And basically World Economic Forum members.
Yeah.
They aren't, but they're just a summation of who these people are. The rooftop it overlooks is where Crooks fired on Trump. The window is, of course, that's the window looking out on where Crooks was. Fired on Trump. This room was the overwatch view where a Butler County SWAT sniper team was stationed at the direction of the Secret Service for the Trump rally. So this is where the Secret Service told them to be. One of the reasons why they went inside, because it was too hot outside.
Oh.
So they couldn't get on the most important roof. They went into this little classroom right here where there was AC. The Secret Service is responsible for stationing all protective teams for the president. Local and state law enforcement officers go where they are told. The snipers in this location should have easily been able to engage Crooks before he ever came close to scope sight on Trump. Yet Crooks was able to fire that day without anyone engaging from this position. Why? The answer is total and complete incompetence from the Secret Service. There was a three-man SWAT sniper team located in this position. Although it turned out to be two. I'm wrong. See how that works, COVID-caving pastors? One member of the SWAT team went home early, so it was supposed to be a three-man team, and now went down to a two-man team. Not sure how this was allowed, but it happened. The remaining two snipers, this is all from Benny Johnson, by the way, the remaining two snipers positioned in this room were notified that a suspicious individual, Crooks, was lurking outside the building. Oh, I was actually right. One team member left that position to investigate, so it did turn into a one-sniper member team.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You got to always have a spotter.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable. These are the people that tell you to put a mask on. For any COVID-caving Christians that are watching right now, these are the people that told you to stand 6 feet apart. No, Tom, this is the Secret Service. They're all the same. Washington swamp establishment cesspool. And they're all incompetent liars. The investigation, I could just go on for that for 30 minutes. I'm not going to do it. The investigation team member found nothing and in the process of returning to his position, realized he had forgotten his access card to the building.
Oh my gosh.
The remaining sniper with Overwatch left. The Overwatch left the position to retrieve. Oh my gosh.
So there are zero.
Left the position to retrieve his team member locked outside. So they left. There was nobody there.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody there. Crooks crawled across the roof and fired on Trump while this fully equipped sniper nest with a perfect view of Crooks' assassination position was left completely unmanned. Obvious, infuriating questions from Benny Johnson. Who was running command that allowed this fatal tactical error? Who gave the order to abandon the post? How was there not an officer on the roof who could engage Crooks directly? Why was there not overwatch from the water tower, which we'll get to in a minute, a far superior position where Eli Crane, Congressman Eli Crane, former, you know, just blow him off if you want, SEAL team sniper, said that would be the first place you would sit.
Yeah.
Why was there not overwatch from the water tower, far superior position than this? We need a congressional select committee to investigate Trump assassination immediately. Because the people that Alejandro Mayorkas, who runs the Secret Service, who's Kim Cheadle, well, who, you know, not Kim Cheadle anymore, but I can't remember the guy's name now, Don, whatever it was. Gosh, dog it. Give me the Secret Service guy's name again, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm looking.
The new Secret Service, the acting Secret Service director. But Mayorkas is still in charge of the Secret Service.
Ronald Rowe.
Yeah, Ronald Rowe. Gosh, why do I keep saying Don? Because, well, Ronald, that's why. But yeah. It's Ronald Rowe. Rutrow. I need to remember that. Yeah. Rutrow. That'll help me to remember.
Rutrow.
Yeah. So how does Alejandro Mayorkas still have a job?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the greatest travesty in the history of the Secret Service. So even if you're not directly running the Secret Service, but the Secret Service is under your command, he commands the DHS, and the Secret Service is under the DHS, how do you still have a job? All right, Benny Johnson video. The water tower question. Why was there no sniper overwatch team on the water tower? Play for me, Tom.
Why was there no one on the water tower? The question isn't, was there a shooter on the water tower? The question is, why wasn't there a shooter on the water tower? Because this was where Crooks was, right there. This would have been the best vantage point for any sniper. Why wasn't there overwatch from this tower? Yeah, these are real questions. And then, of course, Crooks was able to shoot President Trump from right there, and it's just unspeakably close. It's a football field. It's incredibly close, and none of this area was secured. None of it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Amazing.
Yeah, I believe that was Eli Crane standing there right there. So that would be his number one position. If he came on there as a SEAL team sniper, he would automatically man. And by the way, that's not because he's a SEAL sniper. anybody, a local sheriff's office sniper would man that water tower. Everybody would. It's what's called the high ground. And it has a direct line of sight to all the strategically, tactically important buildings, the ones closest to Trump, which weren't manned for all intents and purposes, nor was any other building within shooting distance of Donald Trump. They always talk about how they want to get rid of AR-15s, knowing that they shoot 1,000 yards. Well, why in the world is your perimeter 200 yards? And then not only is your perimeter 200, so Cheadle testified that her perimeter was 200 yards, right? Well, Crooks was 130 yards away from Donald Trump. How did that happen? Oops. If your perimeter is 200 yards, then why is Crooks sitting at 130 yards? Or at max 148, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah.
Now, I'm showing you, like, Tom, why are you showing us a picnic table? You trying to bring peace into the podcast? No, not at all. I'm bringing in the opposite of peace.
A sword.
Yeah, I'm bringing a sword. Yeah, that's right. Matthew chapter 8. But anyway, Matthew chapter 10, actually, verse 36. But this is the area owned by the AGR building. The AGR building owned and operated by hyper-leftists. Brookings Institute people, that's who owns this building. Very strange, isn't it? That this building was made available. You know, it's weird that this was even scheduled at this area. I wonder who did that. Who decided to have this rally in this field when you have a hyper-leftist, the most strategic high point building, not water tower, high point building is owned by Biden contributors.
Yeah.
And not just Biden contributors, this is mom and pop Biden contributors. These are all, you know, oligarchical Biden contributors. These are oligarchs.
Yeah.
These are big-time billionaires
own
that building. So this is their property in front of that building. All of this property was kept clear for hours before the rally with security personnel from AGR. So the leftists, the Democrats, were making sure that this field was clear. Nobody was allowed, because notice how great it is for a vantage point to the rally.
Yeah.
And it's outside of the Secret, inexplicably outside of the Secret Service perimeter.
Oh my gosh.
So remember what I call the Ghost Boy videos?
Yeah.
Where you have Crooks wandering around. This is where it was, right here in this area. This is where he's wandering around. People they had their phones out videoing Ghost Boy, who is absolutely horrible at blending into anything. Not only putting all the tactical stuff aside, societally and with etiquette, your societal etiquette, Crooks didn't blend in at all.
No.
He was called in by local police, Secret Service, and citizenry. They all called him in. Over a 3-hour period, he was called in numerous times, not to mention the interaction with the cop who saw him on the roof. And then fell off the roof. And then never engaged somehow. And somehow was not communicated to the Secret Service in time. Although they all knew that this Crooks was wandering around with a rangefinder. And they knew he was on the roof for up to 26 minutes, depending on which report you read. And still let Trump on the stage. They knew darn well that Crooks, and this is from Bongino. And I actually quoted this before. Bongino did, but not out of me being smarter than Bongino. It's just he verified it. He probably said it before me, but I'm just saying it just verified it. He's the expert. He's the expert that has secured hundreds and hundreds of these scenes and worked on hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of these scenes. But I said this before, a suspicious person for a normal day-to-day law enforcement officer, just keep leaving this up for me, guys. I will get to it. A suspicious person for a normal police officer doing day-to-day police work is a suspicious person. You go there, you may do an FI, a field interview, run them for warrants, whatever, and then that's it. At a rally where you have a protectee, a suspicious person, idiots, is a threat.
Yeah.
That, and by the way, that is from Dan Bongino on the presidential protection team of Billy Clinton and Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
And close personal friend of Donald J. Trump. And many people, and Dan's starting to allude to it on his podcast. If you're listening to it, and you should, he's starting to allude, you know, do I need to come in there and clean this place up? Bongino said that on his podcast. I think it was yesterday. He does. Bongino for Secret Service Director. Absolutely. That's going to be a major pay grade loss for him, though. He's doing awfully well as a podcast host. But so they had cleared all of this out for hours. This AGR, they had their personal security out there. Their company security was clearing everybody out. No Trumpsters. Until right before the rally, then they let everybody in. That's weird, isn't it, for crooks to go wander around as Ghost Boy?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, isn't it, that these hyper-leftists, these Biden contributors, these oligarchs, these Democratic Party globalist oligarchs, suddenly allow everybody in right before the rally, and Crooks is wandering around with his backpack and his rangefinder and his AR-15 disassembled inside of his backpack that somehow he got in. You're like, how did he get past you? He didn't have to, because this wasn't the secure perimeter. And this picnic table, thank you, Aaron. Oh, you're so good. Thank you. How does this happen? There's a secure perimeter.
What's a cutout?
How does this happen? Pac-Man. We got a Pac-Man situation going on here. How does this happen? So go back to my picnic table. So there you go. So you have Ghost Boy wandering around all of this because you're like, yeah, how would he get through Secret Service? He didn't have to because it wasn't included in the perimeter.
Yeah, that's the cutout right there.
That's Pac-Man. Yeah. That's Pac-Man's mouth right there. Pac-Man's mouth right there.
Oh my gosh.
Now tell me, Aaron, can you put your Pac-Man pick back up?
Yeah.
Tell me that's not on purpose. How's that not on purpose?
Come on,
explain it to me. Please, somebody just, Aaron, can you explain it to me?
No, I can't.
I always go to Aaron. And by the way, hey, do you have a camera to put both of you guys on?
Yeah.
Okay, when you can.
There you go.
That's my son, Tommy. So, I get, Tom, how can you get counsel from young men like this? Because, you know, in some ways, they're more mature than I am. Really, seriously. So I want them to help me to understand. And I try to get counsel from them, like, help me understand, because Aaron's like, you need to learn to let things go. I'm going to follow his advice. I really am. But explain to me how this wasn't on purpose. Go ahead. Send them to Aaron right now. I'll read them in the chat. You give me one good explanation. You might be a hyper leftard watching. If you've got a good explanation, please give it to me. Tell me how this wasn't a purposeful plot.
Yeah.
And I'll listen to you. All right, let's go to the next one. You guys ready? Sorry, I made you jump all over the place. Another Benny Johnson video. You can tell how close the Trump assassin was able to get to President Trump because his blood trail is still on the roof. Play it for me.
This is the trail of blood from Thomas Crooks still visible on the building where the assassin was able to shoot directly at President Trump from this exact position. You can see right there in the field, that's where President Trump is. I'm just on iPhone magnification. This is how close the president was to the assassin. This is 100 yards, one football field, right here. That is where the Secret Service sniper team was. And this is where no one was. Or maybe someone was, but no one law enforcement. Because that would have made the easiest shot on God's green earth, right here. Meanwhile, leaving the entire president exposed, there was supposed to be Secret Service right there. This was a window that has full view of the rooftop where Trump's would-be assassin, a man who shot Trump in the face, in the head, and killed an innocent man and a good man, stood. And that's where President Trump was, right there. Trail of blood, still. This.
So let's start with the roof there. Aaron, can you give me that pick right there?
Yep.
So there's the slant of the roof. Just, you know, that was Kim Cheadle's initial statement, that there was no sniper team up there because of the slant of the roof. No CS team, no counter sniper team was on because of the slope of the roof, which Aaron told me is 112.
Yeah. Wait, how is he recording? How is he up there?
I don't know. How is he not sliding off?
It's
he could have slid down his own brain matter.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's no way for him to slide at all. But Aaron, talk about the tree line real quick, because I already forgot what you said.
Oh, yeah. So I was just going to say, if you could bring that back a little bit, just so you could see the spot where the tree is. It's like he was told on purpose, hey, make sure that
you get as far
over on the roof as you possibly can, to where you're behind the tree so the counter snipers can't see you, but you have a clear sight line to the president's head.
And who told him that? I mean, again, you're like, Tom, this is hyperbolic. You know, this is conspiracy theory, whatever you want to say. But who would tell? I mean, again, why would he hug if he's a moron and he doesn't know where their CS team is? Why would he hug the tree line?
Yeah,
where he can't be seen. That guy, again, that Secret Service agent, that sniper from the CS team who made that shot, he basically made it through those trees.
Yeah,
somehow shot this guy in the head through those trees. But he hugged that tree line, and he knew to hug that tree line. Conspiracy theory, how would he know? How would he know? I mean, again, why doesn't he just, because he, where also what else is happening? He's not in the direct line of sight of the Butler sniper team that's 40 feet to his right.
Right.
So if they're just looking straight out, not looking hardcore left, they can't see him.
Right.
So he is actually hidden from both sniper teams as if he was told to be hidden from both sniper teams.
Yeah.
In the middle of the Pac-Man mouth.
It's too perfect.
Yeah, that's right. In the middle of the Pac-Man mouth, where you have a security perimeter, the Secret Service security bubble of 200 yards. Why is it only 200 yards when they all claim that ARs can shoot 1,000 yards? But I digress. And even in your 200 yards, you allow there to be an indentation of about 80 yards of open, free, non-security bubble area.
Holy cow.
I mean, truly, you know what you do with your security perimeter? You go ahead and you go all the way around the water tower around that entire building complex, you stupid idiots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And again, you know, back in the day, the Secret Service wasn't a bunch of stupid idiots. Now they are, under DEA hires like Kim Cheadle. And probably Ronald Rowe, too, who was, now he's the acting director, but he's a Kim Cheadle sycophant. Just like Christopher Wray was a James Comey sycophant. They all know each other. They all party together. And they all simply try to destroy the United States of America and make our lives miserable by trying to kill our presidential, the person that we want to win, our presidential candidate, the person we want to be the next president of the United States,
yeah.
Who should be currently the president of the United States. But these same people stole the election. All right, Benny Johnson. There's another Benny Johnson tweet this time. Another thing I did not know till today. Important. Secret Service skipped the security briefing the morning of the assassination attempt, where comms like this would have been discussed. So where they're going to do a security briefing, see, you're supposed to all be on. Now, why is it that, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be Mayberry, where I was a cop right here, Sarasota County, about a county of about 330,000 people, agency of 1,000 people. We have somewhere between 5 and 15 murders a year. Lots of calls, you know, 120,000, 130,000 calls for service every year. So it's certainly not Mayberry here. We have a lot of different police interactions. But how is it that I would know, a street-level cop, or I was in school resource for years at the sheriff's office, but I would know that everybody needs to be on what's called a tactical channel?
Yeah.
But the Secret Service thought so little of it that they skipped the meeting where you would discuss what tactical channel to be on.
Oh, my gosh.
So you had Butler County talking to Butler County only, and the Secret Service talking to the Secret Service only, but both were in charge of the security of the event. So whatever was happening in Butler County's area, the Secret Service didn't know about. And whatever was happening in the Secret Service area, Butler County didn't know about it, except for some very specific things, because it did get to the Secret Service's ear that Thomas Crooks was on site.
Yeah.
And they still let him on the stage for at least several minutes. It all depends on the varying reports. Nobody knows the exact timeline yet. But they knew approximately for, I'll just put it in the range of several minutes, that there was a major threat to the president, up to and including possibly Crooks being spotted on the roof with a rifle, and they still put him on the stage. You know why? Part of the reason why they may have allowed him on the stage, because they didn't know, and this is from Bongino, they didn't know if the CS team, the Secret Service counter-sniper team, if the CS team looked across there and could look through the trees, why they're set up there where they can't see through the trees. You know what you do with the tree? You cut the freaking thing down.
Yeah.
That's what you do. This is the president of the United States. You cut the tree down. You never have line of sight issues for your CS team. You give line of sight issues for everybody else. Or you put up a giant tent in the way of all buildings. That's what you do. That's not from me. That's from Dan Bongino. So that CS team might have been looking and saying, is that Butler County over there? Mm-hmm. So we're not going to fire. Is that Butler? I'm looking. I mean, the guy's having to look through trees, through his sniper, through his sniper scope. Is that Butler County over there? So they had to actually wait for the guy to start taking shots. I don't know any of this. I'm just telling you that I'm all taking from Bongino. But none of this ever should have happened, because all you needed to do was surround that building with cops.
Yep.
And this never happens.
Yep.
You don't even have to have a sniper team on it. You wouldn't even have to have a sniper team on the second floor. Just surround that building with cops and nobody ever gets up that roof.
Yep.
Anyway, whether it's through stairs or climbing up an air conditioning unit like Crooks did. There's no way it ever happens. So, all right, let's do Midas, Aaron. Thank you very much. Midas Gold Group, my one and only sponsor, a MAGA-owned company, a MAGA-operated company, not an establishment Republican-owned company, a MAGA-owned, Make America Great Again-owned company, also veteran-owned and veteran-operated. They deal in only physical gold. Even if you get an IRA, you cash out your IRA, you get physical gold in your hands. You order your gold, you get physical gold in your hands, and it goes in your safe. With Biden trying to de-dollarize the globe, you're like, what, the president of the United States trying to de-dollarize the globe? Absolutely, via hyperinflation. Or the BRICS movement is trying to de-dollarize the globe by trying to get all currency based on the Chinese yuan. All of these people trying to de-dollarize the globe are hoarding hundreds of tons of gold and buying hundreds of tons of gold. So if the people trying to destroy the currency are buying gold, telling you that the future currency will be gold, what should we be buying? Gold.
Yep.
Buy gold, buy it from Midas, physical gold in your hands, and when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let's go on. Paul Sperry tweet, just had to throw this in here about our glorious FBI. Breaking, several FBI vets tell me, Paul Sperry, FBI Director Wray lied yesterday when he testified FBI hasn't lowered Quantico's standards, their training standards. Objectively untrue, ask him for the training doc. So imagine, leave this up. So imagine you're testifying in front of Congress. Now, since he now obstructed Congress via perjuring himself, not to mention perjuring himself under oath, I wonder if he'll ever be charged. I wonder if he'll be in the same prison as Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon.
Of course
Navarro's
not.
Out now, Bannon's in. I wonder if his home will be raided. I'm assuming not. I'm assuming he won't order the raid of his own home. But because he lied under oath, and imagine going up there saying that training standards haven't changed at all when there's documentary proof that it did. There's documents to show that it did.
Yeah.
Again, this is all the leftists do this all the time. She was never named the Border Czar until we show you documents that she was actually named the Border Czar and that she was actually called the Border Czar. And there, have you lowered the standards? Not one bit. Haven't lowered the standards at all. But these documents say that you lowered the standards. Despite the fact that the documents that you see with your own eyes say that we lowered the standards, we didn't lower the standards. FBI officials said both guys and gals failing their firearm tests are still being graduated.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. Again, same people that tell you to buy an electric car. Same people that tell you to wear a mask right there, tell you to close down your business. You're like, no, this is law enforcement. No, this is not conjecture. They're all, listen, if Christopher Wray quit the FBI tomorrow, he'd go get a job probably at Pfizer or at Pfizer Security.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's how interwoven all these people are. Aaron, you go.
This proves your point, too, that they're not real cops.
Yeah, no kidding. And I mean, just ask yourself. This is the leader, Christopher Wray, of the most powerful law enforcement agency on the globe, right?
Yeah.
So, has he ever answered a domestic violence call in his life? What would he do? Would he know what to do? Would he know how to do a tactical entry into a home? And this is the guy running law enforcement. This is who law enforcement reports to.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, seriously, he has never, ever processed a petty theft in his life, a shoplifting in his life. He's never worked a bar fight in his life, but he's in charge of the most important crimes on the globe. You should not be allowed to be in the FBI without many years of local law enforcement experience, Well, you actually know, that's why the FBI always gets their butts, is where I miss cussing. They get their butts handed to them in every shooting. They have no idea what they're doing. They suck. And this shows you right here. You know what? Oh, you didn't pass your firearms test? No problem. I'll give you an example. Every year, they're laughing at me over here. I'll give you an example. Is it 5:40 until we're off CTN there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'll give you an example. At Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, where I worked as a deputy sheriff for 25 years, 1992 to 2017, every year, twice a year, you had to pass your firearms test. Guess what happened if you didn't pass your firearms test? You're fired. That's it. You mean you go in there, you know, I don't pass this, I'm fired.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it was hard, but I mean, some people didn't pass. I mean, if you don't, by the way, if you don't pass your firearms test, you also don't get certified as a law enforcement officer. What happens? You get certified as a law enforcement officer, then you can apply for law enforcement jobs.
Yeah.
You don't have any, you have no law enforcement powers, but you're certified. You're like you're certified dental tech. Well, you're a certified law enforcement officer. So you're going to go apply to police department, sheriff's offices. If you don't pass the firearms test, which is the exact same firearm test in the state of Florida that you have to pass twice a year in your agency firearms test, you don't get to be a cop. And if you fail it, once you are a cop, you're no longer a cop. And anytime you wanted to add a gun to your repertoire, to your arsenal that you carried in your police car, like I used to carry a 9mm on my hip, I had a shotgun in the rack. And then when I worked in the hood, I kept the 357 Magnum right at my thigh. In a holster, I can just go like this anytime, whoop, because I don't have to bungle, get it out of my holster. Yeah. I just pull that bad boy out right here and send 6 very hot rounds downrange. But in order for me to carry that, guess what I had to pass? Same firearms test with that gun.
Yeah.
You didn't pass that test, you don't get that gun. You don't pass your firearms test. You don't pass your shotgun test every year. You don't carry that gun. And if you don't pass your 9mm test, you get no gun.
Yeah.
Because you're fired. And no, you know, you're like, Tom, that sounds really harsh. Well, you know, you get a second chance. And they may even give you a third chance. They would try to get people through. But I'm just telling you, you don't pass it, you're finished.
Yeah.
But don't worry. At the FBI, it doesn't matter at all. You just keep your badge whether you pass it or not. Isn't that great? Let's go to this next one. Love this. I don't usually put out Donald Trump's truth posts on here, but I just can't. I do every now and then. But I have to with this one. It's too good to pass up. Donald J. Trump, Truth Social Post, FBI Director Chris Foray, told Congress yesterday that he wasn't sure if I was hit by shrapnel glass. What, shrapnel from what? I mean, can anybody, glass from what? What? Where would glass be coming from? Anybody? Can anybody, Aaron, Tommy, can you, what?
Teleprompter, they thought it was a teleprompter.
Teleprompter glass, yeah. Okay, well, good. I'm glad. Listen, I want to be logical. I mean, I'm not, listen, believe it or not, I may appear to be very close-minded, but I'm actually not close-minded. I don't like to operate in conjecture. I'm just telling you, okay, glass or a bullet, even though there's a still photo of time-lapse film of a bullet flying right back his head, past his head right after it went through his ear. But, you know, forget that. Because Christopher Wray says that he didn't lower the standards, even though his documents say that they lowered the standards.
Correct.
Even though there's a photo showing the bullet going by his head after it went through his ear, he still thinks that it might be glass. Or shrapnel. The FBI never even checked. So the FBI hasn't checked, but Christopher Wray's not sure whether it's a bullet or not. But he was sure that crooked Joe Biden was physically and cognitively uneventful. Wrong. That's why he knows nothing about the terrorists and other criminals pouring into our country at record levels. But don't worry, he is arresting MAGA moms. He is making sure that people speaking at school board meetings are put on the terrorist watch list.
Of course.
That's happening. People who violate the FACE Act, in other words, singing how great thou art outside of abortion clinics, abortion mills, they're arrested. Making sure that 1-6 protesters are arrested for knowingly trespassing after unknowingly trespassing because all the barricades were taken down by the Capitol Police. But again, I digress. His only focus is destroying J6 Patriots, raiding Mar-a-Lago, and saving radical left lunatics like the ones now in D.C., burning American flags, which nobody's really. There's been a few people arrested, but you think they'll be hunted down? And a lot of them, what I heard, have been arrested, have already been released, if that was the same event. D.C. burning American flags and spray painting over our great national monuments with zero retribution. No, it was, unfortunately, a bullet that hit my ear and hit it hard. There was no glass. I mean, Trump was only standing there. So, I mean, I think you might know whether there was glass or not. And the Secret Service has never reported that there was any glass or shrapnel. Shrapnel from what? Glass is somewhat maybe understandable because of the teleprompters, but there certainly wouldn't be any shrapnel. What do you do? Launch grenades? I mean,
frag out.
No, it was unfortunately. I love this line. No, unfortunately, a bullet that hit my ear and it hit hard. There was no glass. There was no shrapnel. The hospital called it a bullet wound to the ear. And that is what it was. No wonder the one-storied FBI has lost confidence, the confidence of America. And that is absolutely true. All right, I got a couple minutes. Aaron, I want to go 1 hour and 5 minutes. Let me know when I get to that to that place. Can you tell that? Because we're at, what did we just go, 56 minutes? So I got, what, 9 minutes left? Can you give me like a countdown so I don't go, I can watch it.
We are at an hour already.
We're an hour right now?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah. Oh, we also had the pregame.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So there.
Okay.
There's your timer.
All right, I got to show you just a couple. I mean, I haven't been able to get to any vaccine stuff, and I shouldn't do vaccine. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to do it. I have to keep it short because I've got to be driving up to Tampa here in a minute. Just have to show you this. And you can go ahead side by side, guys. I want to show you this, and I'm not doing this to mock this guy at all. I'm not.
No.
I'm showing this because it's so sad that people get to this level of delusion. And by the way, I'm not saying that he died of the vaccine. Nobody knows yet. But he did die of the most common cause of death in Alberta, Canada, which is unknown. Mm-hmm. That's the most common cause of death in Alberta, Canada now. It used to be heart problems or something along those lines.
Yeah, heart disease.
Heart disease, and now it's unknown. That's the number one cause of death in Alberta, Canada now, who pimped and hoarded the vaccines like none other under Justin Trudeau. But journalists who criticize Aaron Rodgers for his views on COVID-19 vaccines dies unexpectedly at 43. Don't tell me that all of this is just happenstance. Don't tell me this is happenstance. Don't tell me, you know what, people do die at 43. I understand that. But we could go again. I could spend as many hours showing you people unexpectedly died as I could show you many hours of that, just as many hours as I showed of Canadians who can't afford groceries anymore, as many hours of people being victimized by illegal migrants and homeless people. I could do a show on each one for 3, 4, 5 hours each.
Yeah.
These people are dropping dead all over the globe. 35 million excess deaths since the vaccine rollout. Let me just cover this. We'll go to Vigilant News video. Let me just get a couple of these in. I've been trying to get these in for, I don't know, a month. But I just had to show you. And then I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to skip to something, guys. And I'm going to need your help find it in just a second. But yeah. As Trump tells Kennedy, RFK Jr., something's wrong with that whole vaccine system. So Trump is being vaccine red-pilled as we speak. 5 studies now show that it's healthier to forgo all the vaccines for children. Just go ahead because they're healthier without them. Play it for me.
From 1960 to now, we've increased drastically. How many shots are we giving? And you talk about 13 shots at one time.
It's true. When I was born, and you know, I took all the vaccines. My mom took me in. She did what the doctor was told. It was 3 shots for 5 diseases at that time, you know, as an infant. And probably the real risk period for these vaccines is 0 to 2 and probably 2 to 4. But now it depends on if we count COVID, you know, seasonally or just every 6 months. But we're looking at a child today up to age 18, 108 shots. 108 shots, and at one point in time in that really vulnerable period, you're right, I think over a dozen different vaccines, a lot of them in these combinations. And what Trump is saying is, listen, it's probably too much. Something the World Council for Health now, September 2023, put out an advisory, safer to wait than go through with this childhood vaccine schedule. I think risk stratification is where we're going. If there's a mother with active hepatitis B, active IV drug abuse, then sure, hepatitis B on the first day of life makes sense. Maybe a child with cystic fibrosis, the respiratory illness vaccines. All of them, as Trump said, are marginally effective. It's not like any of them are blockbuster at this point in time, and we don't have threats from so many of these diseases. We have antibiotics that cover many of them, and 5 studies now show it's healthier to go natural. That is, forego all the vaccines in a healthy child.
And let me just clear this up because I want to quote Peter McCullough correctly here. Or actually, I'm quoting I don't know who quoted this, but I want to quote it correctly from Vigilant News. 5 studies now show that it's healthier to forego all the vaccines in a healthy child. Now, for me, I would never vaccinate my kid.
Yeah.
Ever. At this point. I don't remember. We stopped vaccinating my daughter for sure. I don't know. I don't remember all that we did with did or didn't do with Tom. I wish my wife was in here. She usually is. She would tell us we made on zero vaccines for either one. I just honestly don't remember because they're 25 and 23 years old respectively. But I want to make sure because I didn't read that sentence correctly the first time. So I want to make sure it's best to forgo all the vaccines in a healthy child. So they're still advocating getting vaccines for non-healthy kids, which I don't really agree with anyway. Listen, God knows what he's doing.
Yep.
And God never wants you unhealthy. But even if you are unhealthy, you will never convince me that these vaccines will make you healthy.
Yep.
Not me. You do what you got to do. You do what you want to do. But I'm just telling you, you'll never convince me that these vaccines will make you more healthy. So we started off, get this now, with three shots. And now three shots total.
Yes.
That's what you get as a child. From 0 to 18, three shots. Now it's a dozen different shots. You get 108 shots with a dozen different vaccines.
Oh, my God.
We've gone from three shots to 108 shots. This is an agenda.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron, can you hunt this down for me? This is the last thing we're going to do. Can you give me that pic from my now 38-year-old husband? Can you see if you can find that for me?
Yep, I got it.
Side by side, whenever
you
can. All right, so there you go. I just wanted to read this to you because this is the mentality that we're dealing with. This is the mentality that we're dealing with. My now 38-year-old husband was just told by cardiologists that his benign myocarditis reaction from his Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is now a chronic heart condition, 20% chance of living the next 9 years.
Jeez.
And now they doubled the medication. I'm assuming that's what colchicine is. Now, look, here's the mentality we're dealing with. This is somebody answering. He looks like Thomas Crooks, that guy in that picture. Would
yeah,
him
does.
That's just a joke, everybody. Would him receiving COVID and spreading the disease be a better alternative? That's what we're dealing with. So people think that a man who has a 20% chance to live, people honestly think this, that that's the same or better than having COVID and spreading it. And COVID has a 99.9% survival rate. This man has a 20% survival rate. So this is the mentality that you and I deal with. For the COVID-caving Christians, COVID-caving pastors out here, these are the type of people that told you to close your church and stand 6 feet apart and put those stickers on the floor that says stand 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
And had people playing flute on your stage with a mask with a slit cut in it as if that does anything. Imagine being this galactically ignorant or stupid that you think that having COVID is the same as having a 20% survival rate. He must even think that COVID has a less than 20% survival rate because he's saying, you know, it would be better for him to have a 20% survival rate than have COVID and spread it around.
Right.
COVID is nothing more. Now, remember now, this isn't from that long ago. So by the time that this tweet was put out, this was in the Omicron era.
Yeah.
That has a 100% survival rate unless you have ADE because you're vaccinated. And this is the mentality. People still think. I mean, we played the other night. I talked about it. Joy Reid talking about it's the same thing. If Joe Biden survives COVID, is Donald Trump surviving his assassination attempt? Because COVID was once fatal for people in his age. He had 95% survival rate at the height of COVID with the most virulent variant, Alpha. Had a 95% survival rate for people his age. So this is the mentality that we're dealing with. And by the way, he already had COVID, according to his wife. This is the mentality. This is what, you know, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Ignoramuses. Not ignoramuses, not pulling down the person. Ignorance.
Yeah.
I made that clear, Aaron?
Yeah.
That clear?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, love and appreciate each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. Listen, join us tomorrow at Foundation Church. I and Aaron will both actually be live.
Well, not tomorrow.
Oh, wait, not tomorrow.
Sunday.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
I'm thinking it's Saturday. Yep. My bad. I'm still getting used to it. I'm just way off.
I know, it's weird.
Every day I think it's the wrong day right now.
Me too.
So, yeah, Aaron, so it's the same thing. Every day.
Yeah.
I always think Friday, Saturday. All right, correction. Join us live.
Yes.
Sunday morning. Aaron will be live coming on about 11:15. 10:15.
Gosh,
dog, yeah. I'm horrible right now.
It's okay.
10:15-ish, sometimes a little later. He'll start playing. He's our worship leader. Hear him sing. He's awesome with our worship team. And then I'll start preaching somewhere around 11 o'clock. Join us. We've all got to be in church. Don't go to these weak-kneed churches. Don't go to these COVID-caving, stand 6 feet apart, lockdown churches. I don't care if they've you know, now they're all on board, but if they never came out and said they were wrong, never go to that church. Join us instead, even if you're living in Pennsylvania, even if you're living in Wisconsin or Wyoming or England, join us at Foundation Church. Become a part of our local body. Even if you don't live here, you can be as much a part as anybody else. Love you. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game, and I'll see you Sunday morning. God bless you. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day, for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, you know, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.